6th morning afternoon 11:35 Paschim Express from Bandra Terminus. There are two more days from now till the train starts. And if you do not pray from now, there may be something that will happen and your going may be getting cancelled. So that is why you have to want to go there, you have to pray for going there, and you have to pray to Radharani's mercy to go there. Then only you can go there. Otherwise, by booking tickets, by booking rooms, one cannot reach Vrindavan Dham. So you want to really go? How many want to really go to Vrindavan? Hari Bol. Everybody wants to really go to Vrindavan. So everybody has to really start praying from now onwards. Because I have seen in my experience, many, many people book and finally they cannot reach Vrindavan Dham. Somebody falls down, gets his leg sprained, somebody gets fever, somebody's mother falls sick, somebody's father falls sick, somebody's something falls sick. And then, so I feel very sad for them. So the whole thing depends upon how much you pray. And the real ticket to Vrindavan Dham, anybody knows what is that ticket? The real ticket, the real one. Yes, half correct. Go ahead. Mercy is correct. Radharani's mercy is the real confirmation of the ticket to go to Barsana and Vrindavan Dham. Unless and until Radharani wants somebody to be there, nobody can be there. You can be there every year for 30 years, but 31st year, if you don't pray, also you can't reach there. So it is not just a picnic. It is entering into the holy place, entering into the spiritual world. And spiritual world is very amulya. Amulya is priceless, invaluable. And anybody just by doing some mechanical arrangements cannot reach Vrindavan. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he struggled to actually develop a beautiful project in Vrindavan so that his disciples and grand disciples and great grand disciples like all of you will go there, stay there and relish the beauty of the Dham. Vrindavan Dham is very beautiful. Today you will see some gutters and some dungeon and some dirty places, some pigs and so many things. But that is not real Vrindavan. The real Vrindavan is when you will see with eyes anointed with, yes, what we say? Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. When your eyes are anointed with love, salve of love and devotion, that time you will be able to see real Vrindavan. So one point is mentioned here. One way of sure shot being able to see Vrindavan is to avoid offenses to the Dhamvasis and to the fellow devotees who go with you. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj personally had told me and also told in lectures in Barsana that not only who stay in the Dham are Dhamvasis, but people like you who also go and stay there for a while are also Dhamvasis for that much period of time. What is meaning of Dhamvasi? One who stays in Dham. One who stays permanently, takes birth there, is a different kind of Dhamvasi. But you also are going to go and stay there, no? Breathe the same air, eat the same, drink the same water, eat the same prasadam made there. So you all also going to be there as Dhamvasis for certain number of days or hours or minutes or seconds. So it is also important not to offend each other and also criticize or ridicule or laugh at the local Dhamvasis. As soon as you do that, your soul being present in Dham gets disconnected from the Dham, although you are physically in the Dham. It's very important to understand. What happens when your battery gets discharged of mobile? The mobile is switched off. Mobile is there, yeah. 25,000 worth pieces there in your hand was dysfunctional. So my request to all of you is not to get dysfunctional like that discharged mobile. Constantly remain charged and be present spiritually in the Dham. And how to do that? By constantly chanting the holy name. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj told us in 1986, when we first ever went to Vrindavan Dham. Can you imagine? He came to receive us at the Mathura station. And he gave lecture there only at the Mathura station. We have not taken bath also. We have, you know, travelled in the unreserved second class, third class train. Didn't have berth to sleep also. We were like so exhausted. But as soon as he received us, he gave a lecture to us. And I remember one line distinctly what he said in that lecture. He said, from the moment you land in Vrindavan, first you offer dandavat to the land itself. Because the land is non-different from Balaramji, who has expanded himself in the dham for Krishna's pleasure. And he said, from that moment onwards, all of you must constantly beg for the mercy of Srimati Radharani till you again board the train to go back to Bombay. It is only by begging the mercy of Radharani at the bottom of your heart, inside your heart, constantly in deep meditation, you will remain always connected to dham and the mercy of the dham. So please make your mind ready. Like you are going to pack the bags, you are going to put warm clothes because it's going to be cold, caps, socks, jackets, then you have toothbrush and your clothes and everything. You must also prepare your bag in the heart, which is more important than the other bag also. So the bag in the heart, I said, number one, prayer. Number one, no offense to dham vasis. Number three, another important is to serve the dham vasis. That means to serve each other, to be able to be there, and to serve the bridge vasis, of which the opportunity is going to be for you there available. So, Sri Vrindavan Dham, somehow, by the mercy of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, we have been going there for years after years after years, and only it is said that 7 crores of people, they visit Barsana every year for darshan. But only few hundreds of them get a chance to serve while you visit. Rest all just come, take darshan and go away. And you are going to be few tens, not hundreds also, who are going to get opportunity to serve there. To go there is mercy of Radharani. To serve, be able to serve there is much more mercy of Radharani. So that she actually loves you and she engages you in her service and her service of her dear ones. That is Brijvasis. So consider your fortune and be grateful for that Krishna and Radharani are helping us, allowing us to come in their house and serve their inmates who are most dear to them. One more great saintly personality is there. He said to us that when you serve the dham vasis and bring a smile of happiness on their face, that means Radha and Krishna are smiling at you. That is the easiest way to make Radha and Krishna smile at you with love and mercy and compassion. So please see that in your all stay timings over there, whatever you receive, you make each other happy by your nice behavior and also make the Brijvasis happy. And when they're happy, they don't only smile. What do they do when they become happy? They bless you and bless you and bless you, and they drown you in their blessings, and you don't know what to do with those blessings. So many of them. It's just a short time. Many devotees who go there, because they are not habituated to receive so many blessings at one time, so they simply cry. They just cannot understand how, you know, once in a year, sometimes on one birthday, you get some blessing of somebody. We are so deserted people, actually. We are so much bereft of mercy. But when you go there, the Brijvasis just drown you in mercy. So you will be so happy to receive their blessings. They will kiss you, they will embrace you, they will caress you. So many things they will do. So do not miss the opportunity of serving the Brijvasis in the camp. It is going to be cold. So what I told you in the bag of the heart, what are you going to fill up? Let's revise. What's the first thing you will fill up in the bag? First is prayers, right from now. Prayer starts, countdown and prayer starts. Number one is prayer. To pray that, please let me go there and let me reach your home, my dear Radharani Krishna. Number two, yes, number two. Huh? No offense to all the Dhamvasis, including each of you and the Dhamvasis. Number three is Seva. Seva. Right now these three are enough. You fill up your bags with these three things. And fill up your life from now onwards till 48 hours only in prayers. Till you reach there. After you go there, bow down on the platform. Pray to Balramji and Radharani and Krishna. And then constantly keep singing the holy name while traveling, chant Hare Krishna, sing holy name, kirtan, like that. There are certain cares to be taken. Hindi mein bolte na, lene ke dene pad gaye. Hai na, aisa bolte na hum log. Ye bhi ho sakta hai. Even that is possible. If you make some mistakes there, then you'll, whatever you gain, you'll all lose and come back dry over here. So what one should not do? One should not get spaced out over there. Because today's dham, what we read in books is very beautiful, very esoteric, very nice, very beautiful, attractive, so sweet and filled with so many pastimes, giving so much joy to our heart. But at the same time, the current situation is such that there are also dacoits there, there are robbers there, there are people who thug people there. So it is very important not to get spaced out. Always remain together, especially in the night time when it gets dark. It gets dark at 5:30 only there. Full darkness at 5:30. After that, don't go here and there. Always remain with your leaders like Lalita Mataji and whoever is going to come. Be there with them and move together. Don't lag behind or don't go too much ahead. Always remain together. Protect one another. That is most important. Whenever you go for yatra in daytime also, don't get lost here and there. Just be together, travel together, walk together, get down together, climb together, sit together, go together. Do not carry any valuables with you, because valuable means you are attracting attention of the robbers to you. And once you lose something, all your mind will get completely distracted and disturbed. Then you will not be able to receive the mercy of Radharani. So carry something that is very useful to you and important to you. Don't carry anything which is jazzy, attractive, flashy with you. Are they allowed to take mobile with them? Please don't take mobile with you. Because Krishna Balaram temple and any other temple, Sriji Mandir, wherever you go, there are children who are trained to rob your mobiles. My freshly born, 8 days old, new BlackBerry mobile was lost, picked up by a small child from my pocket. Was like my pocket size height, he was here, you know, he's when he removed it, I didn't even understand also. So we have to be very careful, not only about mobile, but many other things that you are going to carry. Don't carry any ornaments with you, any valuables that you have to wear, don't take. Take warm clothes, take bead bag and chant Hare Krishna. Another thing is punctuality. Even in our yatra also we keep telling people about punctuality, because you tell me, if you are not punctual, what all will happen in dham? Late. But after becoming late, what will happen in dham? Delay. Huh? What is your plan in dham? What are you going to do in dham? You are going to visit some holy places. You are going to serve in the camp. You are going to Nandagaon. You are going to Barsana. You are going to Vrindavan. Right? So what will happen if you go late? Be late. Yes, you will miss out some beautiful places that are planned for you. There's an ideal plan made, but ideal plan will be successful only if you are on time. If you go slowly down the bus and get slowly in the bus, and you know one person goes behind, and for one person everybody is waiting, then what happens? If all of you are late or one of you are late, the delay will be 100% for everybody. So it's not that when you are on time, everything is on time. When you are on time and one person is late, everything is late, because they cannot go ahead without one person lagging behind in the dham. So today morning, afternoon also we were discussing in that car when you were coming that everything is made very beautifully on paper, provided you just quickly run, get in the bus, run down quickly, be together, walk fast, so that when we go to the holy place we can hear some stories, some essence, some meaning behind that place, and pray. Sit down and bow down and pray, offer your prayers. So be very punctual. Even in the morning when you have to get up on time, it's going to be cold. Little austerity is always good for purification of the soul. There'll be available hot water also for you. Don't worry about that. But the place where you're going to stay is little away from the main place of prasad and the camp. So when you have to get together, be on time at get together point, and there will be bus to take you to other place, and then we move. Once it becomes day, it will become little easier. But when it is early morning, it is also a little dark there till 6:45 in the morning. So please be punctual, and when you're punctual, you'll get the maximum mercy of the holy places. How will you visit a holy place? What all you will do in holy place? Tell me. Suppose you go to Sriji Mandir. What all you will do in Sriji Mandir? Yes? First, bow down to the ground. Because Sriji Mandir, by the way, it is Brahmaji himself. Nandagam is Shankar, Lord Shankar himself. The whole Vrindavan Dham is Balaram himself. Right? So bow down there and take darshan. Put your eyes fixed on the Lord. Radha Rani, Sri Krishna, Ladili Lal. And then offer your prayers. So unless you are prepared to offer your prayers, how will you offer prayers? So right now start preparing. What you want to pray to Radha Rani? After you do prayers for yourself, what will you do? Yes? Please pray for others who have not come to the yatra. Don't forget to pray for your dear ones, your mother, your father, your sister, your brother who has not come, and all the students in the school who have not come. Please don't forget to pray for others. Which prayer do you think Radharani and Krishna will hear first? When you only pray for others, so you will spend so much time in praying for yourself, that prayer will be in the waiting list. Till you offer your prayers for others, your prayer will not be heard. Your prayer will be heard in the envelope of prayers to others. You got my point? So you be wise and intelligent. What else you will do? What else you will do? You will listen very carefully to the pastime of that place. Is that right? Because unless you hear very attentively the pastime of that place, what you will receive? Nothing you will receive. The real essence of the holy place is in the story which took place there. And whatever, there are unlimited stories which can't be told in short time there. But whatever important points are to be told, they are already known to Mataji, and she will tell you whatever places are there. Please carry a small notebook with you. Don't forget to carry a small notebook and pen with you. And whatever places you go, write down. Sriji Mandir, 10:20 a.m. on 8th or 9th of February. And what all we did, anything significant I found there, write down. Story, write down few points. So that at the end of the day when you sleep, take out the notebook and meditate and revise. Today where all we went, what all we did, anything significant happened, anything striking happened, anything most unexpected happened in the form of mercy to you. And be always ready in Barsana and Vrindavan Dham for some unexpected miracles which are going to be very making you blissful, which we don't know how she is going to shower mercy upon you. So please carry a notebook and write down all the points, because your take home message will be in your paper, whatever you have grabbed and you have understood. It's only your notebook. And when you go back in the train, take out all the notebooks and revise what all you have seen. So somebody may have grabbed something which you have failed to grab. And then you share with each other. Oh, I saw this, you saw this, you saw that, I saw this. And that's how you actually carry the dham with you in the heart back home to Bombay. What is the ultimate purpose of yatra? Visiting a holy place is to capture the holy place in the heart and bring it back to your residential place and stay there in that holy place through your mind and heart. That's the purpose of visiting a holy place. That's why we call it as pilgrimage. We do not call it picnic to Vrindavan. Picnic to any place means I am the center. I want to enjoy, I am the enjoyer. I spend money, I make arrangements for me to enjoy. But pilgrimage means we go to the same place maybe. But who is the enjoyer? The Supreme Lord is the enjoyer and the fellow devotees are the enjoyer. So I serve the fellow devotees who travel with me and I try to please the Dhamvasis and please the Lord so that I get the blessings of the Lord. When we do that, then our visit is transformed from picnic status to a yatra status. In yatra status means lots of mercy available. Picnic means draining all the mercy that we have. Okay? Another dangerous thing that can happen in the yatra is monkeys. How many of you wear spectacles? 2, 3. In Barsana, they don't steal spectacles, but they steal your bags and whatever valuables you are flashing at them. So be very careful, don't carry foodstuffs openly. Like, you know, Bombay mein kaise karte hai, sab peru khate khate chalte hai raste pe. After one bite, peru will be gayab from your hand. I'm telling you, if you are hungry, you are opening a biscuit and taking one biscuit, all biscuits will be gone after one biscuit. So very important, you know. Don't, nowadays I have learned that lately that Barsana monkeys are much more aggressive than Vrindavan monkeys also. If you think that you carry a danda to scare them, as soon as you see danda in your hand, they'll attack all of you together. So best way to save yourself from monkeys is what? Anybody knows the secret? Huh? Huh? Bahut hoshiyar hai. What is your name? Vanmali. Don't look into their eyes. That's it. You will be all tempted to look into their eyes again and again. But you want to save yourself from them, don't look into their eyes. Because as soon as you start looking into their eyes, they become suspicious. And then they think that you are going to attack them or hurt them. So in defense, they will become aggressively, you know, attacking to you. So please, play safe with them. Don't do anything with them. And if they are coming, suppose Sundar are coming, you just walk very peacefully. Don't appear scared or don't appear running around here and there, because as soon as you start running around, they become very sensitized. They become very alert. Something is happening. They don't know that you are scared. They think you are going to attack them, basically. So just be detached. What is the meaning of being detached? Wo hai or nahi hai. Don't worry about that. You just carry on nicely. If you make noise, then they become too much aggressive. And usually children do that. Start shouting and, you know, start running here and there. Then they start running here and there. Then it becomes too much chaotic situation. And I don't think Lalita Mataji will be able to handle that. And I also can't claim to handle that. So when you travel, you will be carrying your bag, na, with you. You will be having something in the bag, water bottle, notebook, pencil, some napkin, something maybe. So it should be tightly closable or chainable kind of thing. It shouldn't be open and, you know, things are opening very visibly out of the whole thing bag. Then they will come and attack and snatch your bag and everything.
More than material loss, I think, physically.
Physically also, they scratch you or they bite you or something they can do. So just be together and safe. Huh? I cannot give you any more tips on that, but monkeys are a very important consideration in Vrindavan Dham. But when you go to Vrindavan as such, they will steal your spectacles. So as soon as you go to Vrindavan, spectacles in the pocket or in the cover, in the bag. And whatever you can see, is that what you see? What you can't see, it's all right. See the Lord in the heart with love and devotion. But monkeys, very dangerous. Okay. And of course there are also people called pandas. How many of you know who is panda? Yes. The local worshippers who are Brahmins, who are there moving around here and there, and they are always catching people for Dakshina. They do. So it's very difficult to deal with them. There's no standard scriptural way of dealing with them. There's nothing in the scriptures which is given that how to deal with them. Best way I have found is that just be detached. If you are happy and your parents agree with you, then what you do is you carry 2 rupees coin with you. Don't carry all coins with you all the time. Daily take some coins with you. Otherwise, all your coins will be over in 1 hour. Maybe 2 rupees, 5 rupees, whatever you feel appropriate for your family, you carry about maybe 25 to 30 coins with you. Okay? Even children, small children also will chase you. So much they will chase you that you will feel, I have to give, I just cannot give. Then it doesn't end. But I would still request you, you carry the coins to, must put in temple. One should not go to a holy place from a city without donating some money, whatever capacity you have. And that you carry, and whenever you go, Sriji Mandir, Nandagaon Mandir, this place, that place, keep putting. We have to develop a habit of giving, you know. Even children come from Rajasthan, who are poorest people. The mother will give 10 paisa coin, which is invalid these days. But still, she will give 10 paisa coin and tell the child to put with his own hand so that the child develops habit of giving. So poorest people I saw, 5 paisa, 10 paisa, 25 paisa, which we don't see anymore now in Bombay. But they keep putting. So you carry whatever denomination you want to carry with you, 5 rupees or 2 rupees or 10 rupees, whatever. You keep giving. And if the children too much pester you, give them. Because, you know, if somebody is pestering you too much for something and you just walk away, it makes you hard-hearted. It makes you, you know, really merciless. So you see the situation, how you can handle, and just be kind and compassionate also. And they will dance for you. They will say, Kana Chudi Bechene Aya, and start dancing and, you know, entertain you and really dance in a very beautiful way which we can't imitate also. And they will be there on the Sriji road, and they'll be there on the Kushal Bihari, they'll be there on the Man Mandir road also, down also. A very nice entertainment, and very nice boys and girls will be dancing for you. So be kind to them. And Sri Krishna's mercy is that he is letting you, after so many years of my prayers and desire and discussing with the management in the school, now first year they are all going to Barsana Dham. We have been operating eye patients there for now almost 23 years. Every year we operate about 800 to 900 patients. This year we have not received permission from government, so we are operating less number of patients. Official camp is cancelled, but day-to-day activity will continue going there. So you will get to see, you know, what kind of suffering is there, how people are blind, they can't see anything, they can't eat, they can't see what is there in the plate, they can't go to toilet on their own, they are so helpless. And such people are old, dedicated Brijvasis come there, and then we serve them. We give them food, we do the preoperative checkup, we give them immediate preoperative preparation, then we do the operation, put the nice lens in their eye, do dressing, give postoperative care, food, medications, and discharge them on the third day with 40 days medicine, with black glasses, with socks, with blanket. So many, with pair of slippers and so many things, we give them gift. Instructions, how to take care of the eye which is operated. Lots of hard work is there in that. Lots of hard work, lot of coordination, lots of teams. Maybe 15 teams are working together to get one eye, to get a sight again back. And what a joy when they see, when they are able to see after such a long time. They're so happy, they just bless and bless and bless. And what do they do first thing when they get eye? Just run to Sriji Mandir, because they haven't seen Sriji for a long time. So they rush to Sriji Mandir, take darshan. And what next they do? They start reading their part again. Whatever they read every day, Bhagavatam, start reading again. They don't immediately switch on television and start the serial which they have lost for so many years. That's what the Bombay guys do when they get operated. Immediately run to television and put the channel on. They don't do that. They're very special souls. And I will tell you some glories of the special souls. One time, myself and some devotees were taking night round in the ward, which is supposed to be post-operative time for the patients who are operated just in the daytime, and they are supposed to be resting in the night time. And we go to see anybody is in difficulty, any trouble is there, so just solve the difficulty. So we go for night round. So one time I went to night round with some devotees. It was all dark. Everybody was under rajais, thick rajais, just taking rest. And we were hearing Radhe, 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 say.
Radhe, Radhe, Radhe.
So when I am taking post-operative round, what must be in my mind? Because somebody must be having some pain. That's why he must be calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. So I called the doctor immediately. I said, just come with me. Some people are calling Radhe, Radhe. So let's see what's going wrong with them. And we went to the patient, not one, many patients. One after another, slowly we removed the blanket, the Razai, and saw that they were fast asleep. Completely, comfortably, fast asleep. But by mouth, they were calling Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Here, when we are fully awake and we chant Hare Krishna, we sleep. Fully, it's a daylight and it's all bright around everywhere. There's so much of noise outside of traffic and horn, and we are chanting Hare Krishna. What happens? We just go in the third world somewhere in the sleep. And those guys were actually fast asleep but chanting Radhe Radhe. See the difference, which kind of people we are meeting. They're not good looking people, they're not very educated people, they're not speaking English, they're not wealthy also. They're not in big, big houses. They're not famous. They're not from rich families and aristocratic families and Brahminical families. They're very simple people. Hardly any education, hardly any beauty on the face, or suffering is there in life, you know. But they're hardcore devotees of Radha and Krishna. Unless and until one performs pious activities and devotion to Radha and Krishna for many, many, many lifetimes, you cannot take birth in that place. Special souls, by the special mercy of Radharani, are able to take birth in the holy dham of Barsana and Vrindavan. And that is their last life. They will not take birth again. They will suffer a lot. There will be climatic conditions of 50 degrees centigrade in summer. There will be 0 degrees centigrade in winter. Have you experienced 0 degrees centigrade? I have experienced, because I stayed there sometime. Both are very difficult to bear. And they live there years after years. There is no heater system there. There is no air conditioning there. There are no roads. There are no facilities that we all enjoy in city. Hardly any electricity comes. So how you will run a AC or a heater? It will all get immediately fused off. And they live like this right from their childhood till their old age in the same place. And they live there very happily and gratefully. But they feel that whatever happens, our Sriji is very dear to us. I know so many Brijvasis. There is a place called Uchagaon, which is about 4 kilometers on the ground from Barsana. And I know ladies who in 0 degrees centigrade and 50 degrees centigrade all throughout the year, 12 months of the year, every single day, walk from Uchagaon, climb the mountain of Sriji, 350 steps, and attain Mangalarti every single day. And those ladies are the ladies who also bring rotis and makhan and sabjis from their house during our camp time for all the camp workers. Because they are very grateful that Mumbai se log aa rahe hain, itni dur se padhe likhe log hamari seva karne ke liye. And one time, sometimes in their life, somebody in their family was operated many, many, many years back. But for that gratitude and thankfulness, even today they keep coming every day in the camp, bring free chas, free braj rotis, free makhan from their house, and feed all of us with great love and insistence. Please eat, please eat. They'll go around in this ward, that ward, pre-operative, post-operative, operative, this, this, OPD, and keep giving rotis to everybody. So much rotis. And they will carry one big matka on the head and walk for 2 kilometers and bring chas for all of us. I have not seen anybody so grateful in life. No, I mean, somebody does good for you, you may remember for 1, 2, 3 months and then forget. Yeah, time is 2 o'clock. Okay, so I was just trying to make you understand the glory of the place where you are going, and you should not forget all those things in the heart while you are visiting people, visiting places, visiting, hearing stories. Be grateful for that. Anybody of you have any questions? Any queries? It is going to be very good cold in the night. Yeah, really good cold. Huh? You need razais. Razai will be there. But you need to carry enough warm clothes. Pray to Radharani and Krishna now onwards that you should not fall sick there. If you fall sick there, you will miss everything. there will be purification, but there will be missing. Whenever you eat, whenever you eat, eat every single morsel of the food.
Children, get ready for the prayer.
Okay. So, be respectful, be happy, be grateful, gather everything and then come back to Bombay and enlighten everybody else. Is there anything else which I have missed?
Next time on your plate.
Hare Krishna.